Hello and welcome to this special fourth day letter distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is our 600th edition. A mother who lost her teenage son to suicide once said, "It is hard to heal the wounds you cannot see." Truer words have never been spoken. This ministry is dedicated to bringing hope and healing to those who struggle in silence. Perhaps you are one of these people. I was for too long. Today marks the 600th edition of Fourth Day Letters. My writing began with a nudge from the Holy Spirit in 2011. I had no idea then that these weekly messages would achieve a worldwide readership. None of this could have been possible without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This ministry was birthed when God gave me these words to share. If you want to be healed, you have to tell someone you are broken. I have tried to remain faithful to writing and speaking about this message ever since. The underlying focus of this ministry is grounded in this passage from Luke 19, verse 10. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost." Let's face it, we are all sinners. We have all been wounded in some way by this broken world. Romans 3, verse 23 tells us, "All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God." In John 3, 17, it is written, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Despite the Bible telling us, "Fear not and be not afraid," we remain scared that others will discover our faults, wounds, and scars. Fear and shame work in concert, telling us we will be humiliated and embarrassed if others discover our brokenness. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, Paul states, "Of all sinners, I am the worst." In Romans 7, 24, he goes on to say, "Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body?" I suspect many of us share Paul's sentiments. We often feel as though we are the worst of all sinners, and we know we need to be saved. Knowing we are sinners, Jesus came to save us. In John 3, verse 16, it is written, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "He who is alone with his sin is utterly alone." We no longer need to live in fear. We need to acknowledge our sins, place our trust in Jesus Christ, and we need to live out our faith in community with others. Jesus calls us to repent and be changed. Repentance comes much easier than change. We get trapped in cycles of recurring sin. True, lasting change requires us to acknowledge our shortcomings. We all need to become vulnerable and willing to live transparent, shared lives. Proverbs 28, verse 13 states, "Those who conceal their sins do not prosper, but those who confess and forsake them obtain mercy." Just like the paralytic in Luke's gospel, we often need the help of others to carry us to God. Over the years, thousands of readers have written to me, and hundreds of people have come up to me at retreats to share their personal stories and secrets. For the first time in their life, they find the strength to break down their wall of shame. In doing so, they experience liberation and restoration through Jesus Christ. This ministry is different than most others. Most ministries serve the important, visible needs of mankind. This ministry does not. Therefore, it doesn't have the appeal that some ministries do. It does not have the face of a starving child to touch your heartstrings. It does not have war-torn images to draw in your financial support. It does not have images of wounded police officers and/or wounded members of the military to enlist your contributions. No, our mission is quite different. Through Broken Door Ministries and Fourth Day Letters, we hope to bring healing to the hidden wounds and hidden pains of all people. Too many people are hurting alone. God taught me that in order to be effective in ministry, I first needed to acknowledge I was broken and needed to be healed. Now I'm sharing this message with everyone. When we open up, we allow God's grace to reach the dark, hidden areas inside. After having a personal encounter with the mercy of Christ, we can go forth to joyfully share this good news with others. Before I conclude, allow me to ask you a few questions. How are you broken by sin? How have you been wounded by the world? What recurring sin has you captive? Does anyone other than you know about these sins and wounds? If not, why not? What keeps you silent? When we open up and share our struggles, healing is possible. Now I need your help to get this message out. Will you please share each week's Fourth Day Letters with your friends and on your social media? Would you tell others about this weekly podcast? Will you consider giving a copy of the book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared, and or The Broken Door, to someone who is hurting? Would you consider inviting me to your church to put on a retreat? I do not charge to do this, and it's easy to do. Please reach out to me by email or give me a call. Will you prayerfully consider offering financial support? You can do so by going onto our website and clicking the donate button. I believe this is only the second time since 2011 that I have asked for financial assistance. Will you pray for me and for this ministry? And finally, will you write to me and let me know if the Holy Spirit has worked through this ministry to touch or heal your brokenness and wounds? Thank you for your continued readership. May God's blessings be with you. Remember to always be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I am humbled that you have called me, a broken door, to spread the good news of your Son's mercy and love. The world is filled with hurting people. Grant me the strength to never grow weary and the perseverance to never give up. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at Broken Door Ministries. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase our book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. May God's blessings be with you.